USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New information is being revealed about the capture of an Alabama inmate. He could be extradited back to the state by tomorrow for arraignment. Police tracked the murder suspect in Indiana yesterday and say the corrections officer who apparently helped him escape took her own life. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton tells CNN it was corrections officer Vicky White who was the mastermind behind the escape plan for Casey White.
Well, she was in a position with her knowledge, with her position in the office. She scheduled the van transports that morning, made sure all the other armed deputies were out of the building and tied up in court.
Bridget Brink, President Biden's nominee for ambassador to Ukraine, is set to go before a Senate panel today. Senators are expected to ask her about her plans for reopening the U.S. Embassy in the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.